Oh, come. Let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Yeah. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with a song of thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with song. I'm reading from Psalm 95, 1 to 8, then from the heart. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth. The peaks of mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it by command, and his hands formed the dry land. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker in reverence, praise, and prayer, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pastures and the sheep of his hands. Do not harden your hearts and become spiritually dull as at Meribah, the place of strife. That's Psalm 95, 1 to 8. And Ephesians 1 to 12. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and are faithful and royal and steadfast in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed and worthy of praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy, consecrated, set apart for him, purpose-driven, and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined and lovingly planned for us to be adopted to himself as children through Jesus Christ, in praise of his glorious grace, according to which the kind intention and the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace and favour, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved, his Son, Jesus Christ. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness and complete pardon of our sins, in accordance with the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, with regard to the fulfillment of the times, to bring all things together in Christ, things in heaven and earth, things on earth. In him also we have received an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his will, so that we, who were first to hope in Christ, would exist to the praise of his glory. Let us sing joyfully to the Lord.
Well, as I mentioned this morning, it was a bit of a turmoil for me to think about what we should talk about on the first Sunday of the new year that we came together. So I brought together this piece, not exactly a sermon as I'd call it, but ask you to bear with me, and may the Holy Spirit minister to you as well. My first question was, what am I supposed to do with that, the first Sunday of January 24? When we look back briefly over 2023, we could be forgiven for saying it was a difficult year. First, our pastor Greg resigned in June to take up a new posting at Emerald. For 6 months or more, we've had to stand alone with our laymen and imports, taking the services each week. Thanks to Pam for her constant diligence in managing the invitees and rosters over this time. This is, of course, not our first time as a church, but the difference being, though dedicated, everyone is becoming a great deal older. Don't look around. Our retired minister has stepped up time and again to conduct a number of funerals and communion services each month, I won't mention his age, but remembering that he has been called upon by church and community to come out of retirement, he has also consistently taken the retirement home services as well. We thank him this morning for his availability and dedication. The JNC has been proactive in calling a new minister. This process was very involved and onerous, with many meetings to determine the church's current position, spiritually, physically, and financially. And that was telling as they went through that process. These discussions determined that we could only call a part-time minister. The future at least does show some possibilities to improve our current status with the new minister, Christine, starting sometime in March with us. Then there has been the personal circumstances affecting many of our congregation and or families. On many fronts, life has been difficult with loved ones lost, accidents and sickness. Caring roles have increased many times over for a number of people, some 24/7, and severely taxing energy and ability to participate in the life of the church. This in turn has limited the number of people for rostering. Yes, Christmas has just passed. Just passed has not been easily celebrated for many, and I'm sure our hearts and prayers have gone out to meet those under heavy burdens. We need to reflect and not forget those with ongoing pain and suffering. I might add there that it's not unnoticed by the elders, of course, and over really a number of years, of recent years, there's probably hardly anybody in this service here, those not with us at the moment that are on holidays, and in Halifax, not everyone has been touched by difficulties, sicknesses, sadnesses, and lost loved ones, and so forth. So it has been a hard time through this church over the last few years. And I just wanted to acknowledge that as we move into 2024. Others, of course, will have had wonderful celebrations with family around, enjoying our Lord's birthday, and our services last year certainly reflected that. However, it is coming time that a younger generation needs to come in and take over the management of the church here in Ingham and Halifax. I pray our new minister can, through Christ, attract such people and grow the congregation accordingly, with our help perhaps. So back to my first question, or to vary it a little, what do we do with this first service of 2024? I particularly have painted a negative picture of last year because, one, we need to remain real to those suffering. Two, we need to not bury our heads in the sand and pretend all is okay. Three, we need to not just wait and hope our new minister can change our circumstances. Four, we need not to say God is not able to meet our needs when in pain or suffering and give up on him. We may feel powerless to change our circumstances or to make the new year new. Well, it is precisely at these times and most appropriate for our new year beginning to renew our faith. Allow God to deepen and enrich it by coming to him in praise and thanksgiving. I would like to acknowledge at this point the many in this parish that give testimony to God's grace in the dark and lonely times. It does not go unnoticed, and it lifts so many others' faith and beckons them to call on our Lord in more determined ways. So let's begin this year with scripture and songs of his goodness. And you will notice that will be our theme throughout the service. At times we may think God has left us abandoned, but as we give thankfulness to him, it may surprise us how he responds in increased grace, deepening our relationship with him, teaching us to endure and overcome, and no doubt turn this new year into new beginnings. So part two of this word this morning is to just slowly read out a number of Bible verses of acknowledgement and thankfulness. Please be contemplative and drink in his word to you this morning. So I want you to sit back, relax. I'm going to go through these reasonably slowly. There's about a dozen of the readings, and I just want you to drink them in, allow the Holy Spirit to write them into your heart, to lift your spirits with God's Spirit in acknowledging him. Just a preamble. We know the power of being grateful, but sometimes it's hard to remember to give thanks. It can be easy to take what life and God gives you on a daily basis. If you read the Bible verses about thankfulness, we get so wrapped up in our lives, hardships, challenges, struggles and all, that it's easy to get lost in areas in a sea of doom. If you're in a negative place, or if you're in a positive space, you might still forget to give thanks to God because you're too busy enjoying life. But it's important to remember to be thankful for our health, well-being, gifts, material and otherwise, and everything else in between. For people of faith, positive blessings come from God. His love, presence, inspiration and influence are the reasons we have what we have. To honour what he has given us, we may pray daily. If you need a reminder or some inspiration for giving thanks to the Lord, these Bible verses about being grateful can help strengthen your faith. Whether you've encountered every bump on the road today or you've had a good day filled with blessings, make sure to take the time to pray before bed and thank him for his love and blessings. So sit back, close your eyes and just enjoy these words. Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." God wants you to be happy, to pray to him, and to always be thankful for all the blessings in your life. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:15, "All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God." Colossians 3:15, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace and be thankful." There are two traits all Christians should have: peace in their hearts and gratitude towards God. Philippians 4:6-7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Rather than praying when you're worried about a specific situation, make sure to pray constantly so that you'll be blessed every day. 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." "I will give thanks to you, Lord," says Psalm 9. "With all my heart, I will tell of all your wonderful deeds." Always be thankful of the things you have and make sure others know about it too. Psalm 95, "Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods." Psalm 69, "I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving." Every time you thank him for everything he's done for you, you bring more glory to his name. Colossians 3:16-17, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Always make sure to keep God's word in your heart. Psalm 107:1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." God loves you, and for that we should all be thankful. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is generous and he blesses all his children equally, thanking for being in his good graces. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. God doesn't provide material things. He gives love, knowledge, hope, and faith. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. No matter what, having gratitude in your heart at all times is what God has intended for us. Colossians 2, verse 6. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. 1 Timothy 4, 4-5. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected, if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God of prayer. So nothing is to be rejected if it's received with thanksgiving. 1 Samuel 12:24. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your hearts. Consider what great things he has done for you. And 1 Chronicles 16:8. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. May those words just meld into our hearts in this new year. May it be a way of beginning 2024 with new things, stepping forth from what has gone before into new beginnings and a new way of uplifting the Lord, of learning to be concentrating on him and to keep him in the centre of our attention, our minds and our hearts as we go about our daily work or jobs or whatever. Thank you, Lord. Amen.